updates. Chris and Julia have an update for us as they've surrendered and to missions. Go ahead and give us an update, and then he's going to pray over us, and then Marcus will yell at you, buddy.
We got word, excuse me, we got, getting over a cold, thanks Ryan. So we got word the past several days about the process actually going through, and we're going to leave this Monday on the 17th to go down to Houston for about a year. The process itself is pretty much done. We got like one interview left to do, but the major part of it is done and over with. And so what we're looking at right now is just all we're doing right now is packing and getting everything else ready to go. And that's kind of where we're at right now. But we're filling in. We still have gaps that we're filling in with ministry here in El Dorado and in Wichita.
If you feel any compelling leading to partner, to pray, and to give to the McGathys, they're set up. Tyler's got them set up on Disciple Nations on the website, just like Luke and Savannah. And so their funds can go through there, and they are tax deductible if you'd like to do that. So they're going to continue to pray and get ready to go on mission, and we will reluctantly but gladly send them on that. So I asked Chris, too, to just exhort us about being on mission. He's going on mission. They're going to spend their life sharing the gospel daily, making disciples. He's been trying to do that here and walk in Broadway and Wichita and other places. And I just thought we'd have Chris encourage us and pray over us in that area.
I talked to Stephen the other day when we went and did our prayer walk on Thursday. That I listened to a pastor. He was talking about how he struggled with praying alone, having alone time with God and being real personal. And he's like, he sees a lot of his other friends and family that they can do that. But for something in him, it just wasn't as close. But when he was out evangelizing, he said the peace was on him, that he knew God, and God was closest to him when he was out doing those things. And so for me, I feel like that's the same. I mean, I like to get down and on my knees and pray to God, but when I'm out doing those things, I feel like God is right there with me. And then to see other guys like Stephen and Zeb and Tyler and Ryan and other individuals that come out and do those things and to hear God speaking through them, it encourages me so much that I can't even hold it in. And then we just see individuals, and we walk up to them, we ask them if we could pray for them, and then we start preaching the gospel to them. And we've seen individuals that are up off the streets, have a job, gave their lives to the Lord. Other individuals that Stephen can attest to this, they were so close to wanting to give their lives, they just couldn't jump that fence. You know, so we give them we don't pressure them, but we try to convince them it's worth it and to think about these things. And it's been such a huge blessing in my life, and I've never felt closer to God than when we're out on mission like this, because I really believe that the mission of the church is missions to advance the kingdom. So
awesome. Can you pray for us in that area?
Absolutely. Sit down. Heavenly Father, honor and glory in your name. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for us. We pray that you would help open our eyes to see the need of your name being professed throughout the world, Lord. That you would help us evangelize, seek and save the lost, God. That you'd open up our hearts, remove the veil from our eyes to see that our neighbors, our coworkers, people at Walmart, even at the gas station, they need you, Jesus. Yes. People that even call themselves Christians don't know the full gospel and don't really know you, Jesus. Help us as we drive down the street that we would have eyes to see divine appointments, even if we're heading to work, Lord, that we'd be willing to obey and stop and talk to them, Lord God, even if it's giving them our phone number or if it's helping them with their need, Lord. It would be a gospel opportunity in all things, Lord God. In the workplaces, we pray, Lord, that you would help us to not integrate our faith into the workplace, but integrate the workplace into our faith, that our faith would be first in you, Jesus, above anything and everything that we do. Help us to know and understand that this world is not about us, God, but it's about you and your glory, and that we want to see your glory manifested on this earth. We want to see warriors in your name, Jesus, standing up for you, fighting against the enemy, to rule, subdue, and multiply over this earth that you have given us this to do, to go out and make disciples in your name, Lord Jesus, yes. to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, to raise them up, to teach them to obey your commands, God. Mm. Help us, break us of our habits, of what the world wants us to do, of how we prefer to do other things first, God, that we would put you first and we'd love everybody, Lord God, all individuals, and we want to see your kingdom advance, and we want to see their lives changed by you entering into it, Lord God, that they would give themselves, and we would too, as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to your name, Lord God. Yes. We just thank you, and we pray this and ask this in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Chris.